You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Let's stand together and let's read together 1 Peter chapter 5. We'll read verses 1 through 8 together. Let's read together all 8 verses. Pause at the commas, the semicolons. 1 Peter 5, 1 through 8. Ready? Begin. The elders which are among you, I exhort. Let's bow for prayer, please. Our Father, I want to thank you for the great crowd that's up here in these balconies this morning, the lower floor. Thank you that these people have not stayed in, but have gotten up, gotten ready, driven to the house of God. Thank you for the good music that we've heard, the choir numbers, the special music, the offering, the announcements. Help us in this year to keep on keeping on. I pray your blessing upon this message now. Use it for your glory is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. As you're seated today, I want to challenge you with this thought. You're fighting the wrong enemy. Most people that are saved fight the wrong enemy. You think alcohol is your problem. Alcohol is a byproduct of your problem. You think if you got a different wife or a different husband, you think that's the answer. That's the byproduct. Your wife's not your battle. Amen? She's not your battle. Your husband's not your battle. Alcohol's not your battle. Drugs is not your battle. Again, this week in San Francisco, another movie star, 34 years of age, she died of OD. It's about 2 a week we're averaging, movie stars. They're all taking their lives. They're empty. But when they fight their battle of drugs and drink, and the fast lane and money, that's not their battle. That's the byproduct of their battle. The truth is, you're spending all your energy praying over something that God has sent in your life. God has sent that in your life that you might deal with it. Drugs are a great example of that. Alcohol is a great example. Your marriage is a great example of that. Your finances are a great example. That's all byproduct of the greatest battle you fight. Chapter 5, verse number 8 tells you where your battle is. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because here it is, your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. The devil tries to get you sidetracked in that which God maybe is going to use for his blessing. Your wife that never obeys, your wife that never submits, your wife that's always argumentative, your wife that never measures up to what you, that's for your good. You're a husband that's really, just really, if we'd use this word, he's like a jerk. He's an idiot. He's a fool. He's all wrapped up in himself. That's just a byproduct that God wants that man to bring you into submission. But the devil also knows where you're weak. And he's always going to fight you where you're weak. The Bible says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. Everyone in this room has a sin. I have a sin that easily besets me. I'm not going to announce what it is, but it easily oppresses me, very easily. I have to work at it, because that sin, it may be fear. That's a sin. God has not given us the power of sin and fear. God didn't create that. The devil uses fear in your life because you're so afraid of everything. It may be loneliness. And you're such a lonely people. That's one reason why most people commit suicide. They're just lonely, no friends. It may be some other sin, but your real sin problem is the devil. He finds out where you're weak, and then he works on that weak area of your life. And it's a battle every single day. Once again, I faced Satan this morning, and I battled him all the day long. In my weakness, God sent reinforcements. If you will just resist the devil, he will flee. Amen. He's coming back, but he will flee. He's a defeated foe. Yeah. And today I want us to look in the Bible about this defeated foe. Turn with me to the book of Job. We're coming right back here. But let's go to the book of Job, spelled J-O-B like Job. It's before the book of Psalms. And so go to the middle book of the Bible, and you'll find it there. The book of Job, please. In Job chapter 1, my Bible says this, verse number 6, and Job's being tested for a year. And there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And who's the next word? Satan came also among them. Verse 7, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro through the earth, walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto, and he said, have you considered my man of God, Job? He's a perfect, upright man, one that feareth God. Then verse number 9, then what's the word? Satan answered the Lord, doth Job fear God for naught? Verse number 12, and the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thy hand power. Only put not himself forth in thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Let's go to chapter 2, verse number 1. And again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came before to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord, from going to and fro. By the way, the devil walks to and fro, seeing who he can trip up. Amen. He's trying to trip you up. You teenagers, he's trying to trip you up. He'll try to destroy your life. The Bible goes on. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? There's none like him in the earth, perfect, upright, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Verse number 4, and Satan answered the Lord skin for skin. And verse number 6, and the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is at hand, but have not his life. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with boils. Turn back with me to the book of 1 Peter. Satan is your adversary today, not your wife, not your husband, not alcohol. Satan is your battle. And the only way to war against the devil is to take the armor of God and put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, and he'll give you victory. Some of you are praying that God would take your wife out of your life. Just kill her, God. I can't live with her. God doesn't want to kill her. God wants to bring her to himself. You're going to have to war for your wife in that prayer room for your wife. You're going to have to war for your husband. You're going to have to fall in love with that man who is really not a good person. And you're going to have to fall on your knees before God and bring him to God day after day after day after week after week after month after. It may take years, but that's your battle. Your battle is always Satan. Satan does this. He goes to and fro. He's looking whom he may oppress. I guarantee it, he's oppressing all these men. I guarantee it, he's oppressing you today. It may be with alcohol. It may be with drugs. It may be with money. It may be with sports. It may be with something else. And you fight that battle, but that's not your battle. It's the devil. I want you to see with me today in your Bibles, if you'll go to First Peter 5. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, he's your adversary. One, he's your enemy. The devil offers nothing good to you. Not a thing good to you. Your adversary, the devil. Your wife is not your adversary. The devil's your adversary. Your husband's not your adversary. The devil's your adversary. Your loneliness is not your adversary. It's the devil is your adversary.
Amen.
Your desire to sin is not your adversary. It's the devil.
That's right.
I've often illustrated it. When I was a freshman in high school, Coach Clausen said, Trevor, I was 5'2", 115 pounds. I was soaking wet. And I was a freshman, 5'2". And he said, I want you to come in here and put these boxing gloves on. Those were the days that you boxed till you bled to death or whatever. I mean, they just let you box away. And they'd hit you down, the coach would come by, he had no neck. He just had a ball stuck on his shoulders, called a head. That guy, and he, Clausen said, hey, get up, get up, get up. And boy, he put me in the ring. Are you ready with this? Jack Treber, a German, he put me in with a senior. His last name was Duarte. Does that tell you anything? This German going after Duarte. And Duarte, he had good foot movement. He had good boxing. He could jab and jab and come and hook you. Boy, he was just great. And I was in there. Come on. Come on. Come on. I was running around. I mean, I was all over that ring. And that guy, he landed the first blow on my jaw, and I went down. I thought, I'm dying. I'm dying. And Coach Clark said, get up, Treber! Get up! He screamed at me. I got up. And Duarte, he wasn't a Sunday school boy. He was a street fighter. And he started beating on me. Come on, Treber! And he just yelled at me. I got the worst headache that you'd ever believe. By the way, I became a senior. I grew from 5'2 to 6 foot. And when I was a senior, I knew how to box. And I got a freshman. Payback time, man. It was payback time. You know, when you go in the ring, you never tell your opponent. You never tell your opponent where you're weak. Let's say that I had an infected, impacted tooth. And just the day before, they extracted that tooth out of this side. I'm not saying, listen, you can hit me anywhere. Don't hit me over here. Don't hit me. I just had this tooth extracted. Guess what a good boxer is going to do? He's going to go right after that side where you had the extraction. That's what the devil does. He's walking around. He's seeking whom he may devour. I want to say, number one, your enemy is not another person. Your enemy is the devil. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion. Look what the Bible says. And secondly, you resist your enemy. Verse number 9, whom resist? Steadfast in the faith. James 4 says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. You can have victory, child of God. I can have victory. You can have victory. We all can have victory. We have to resist them. We have to fight. I learned in boxing, you guard your face. You have to guard your head. And you throw a jab, and you throw a jab, and you throw a jab. But I found out that coach said when you throw a jab, you always turn the glove. And the purpose for turning the glove is you throw the jab and throw the jab and throw, is that it might break the skin. And you want to get it about right here if you can. You throw a jab about it by the eye, because if you can get it to bleed, then you blinded your opponent. And that was the goal, and that's how they taught us nowadays. They probably say, well, let's not do that. I don't know what they do nowadays. They do that nowadays. You box anymore, guys? Don't box. I didn't think you did, but we boxed. And your enemy, you can't resist him.
Amen.
You can beat the devil every time.
Amen.
I've learned that you have to resist him through the Word of God.
Yes.
That's what Jesus did. Are you the Son of God? The devil said to Jesus, he said, whom say ye that I am? That stone turning to bread. Oh, Jesus said, the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Hey, if you're the Son of God, cast yourself down. He'll give his angels. And Jesus quoted the Bible every time. You're going to have to get in the Bible. The vast majority of Christians will go a year and never read the Bible. It takes about 6 minutes a day, 3 chapters. Today is the fourth day. You should be by Genesis 12 today. You should be by Genesis 12 today. You say if you're not, then get caught up. Just go an extra chapter a day for the rest of this week, and you'll be caught up. And read the Bible and pray every day. And God's word says that he is number one. He is your enemy. And secondly, you resist your enemy. And then Ephesians chapter 4, you don't yield to the enemy. Go back to Ephesians 4, please. You're listening so great today. Ephesians chapter 4. So number one, he's your enemy. Two, you resist your enemy. But Ephesians 4. My Bible says, but unto every one is given grace according to the measure. And the Bible says that in verse 27, chapter 4, verse 27, neither give place to the devil.
Amen.
Don't surrender any ground to the devil.
Amen.
I remember we moved in this building in August of this year, it'd be 20 years ago. And we dedicated that piano. And that piano, that they never play rock and roll music. Never jazz music. We dedicated these pianos to the glory of God, hymns and songs and spiritual. We dedicated this pulpit. We dedicated this chair. We had men in here and ladies in here praying over every pew, dedicating every pew. We had everything prayed over. Now, when we give way to the devil, we'll say we can change the music. We can change the pulpit. We can get rid of the choir and have a praise band up here. That's not what this church has ever been created for. You never surrender any ground that's been victory ground. You know, this property stood here and sat here since the creation of the world, and it had been farmland and it had been a computer company. But then about 30 years ago, God gave it to us for the purpose why this property was created, for a church.
Amen.
And God created this property. So we're not going to give it away. We're not going to even give it away to anything or anyone. We're still being old-time religion,
yeah,
Baptist church.
Amen.
Just like it was 50 years ago.
Amen.
Neither give place to the devil. Ephesians, you're there in Ephesians. Go to chapter 6, verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
That you may be able to stand against the wiles, the cunning ways of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You don't wrestle against your wife, your husband, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. The battle is a victory if you claim that victory. Number four, and I'm done. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 12. The devil is a defeated foe. And one day he'll be permanently defeated. In Revelation chapter 12, look what the Bible says in verse number 9. And that great dragon, all the names he calls him, that great dragon, that's the devil, which cast out that old serpent, that's the devil. The devil, Satan, the deceiver of the whole world, was cast out of the earth, and his angels were cast with him. Revelation chapter number 20, please. Revelation chapter 20. Let's turn there. Let's go to verse number 10. 20:10. The Bible says, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Jesus defeated him at Genesis 3:15. He's a defeated foe, but one day he is going to be permanently defeated. You know, you have a choice to make, child of God. You're going to fight that same opposition all this week if you're not careful. You're going to fight your husband all week. You'll fight your wife all week because that's your enemy, but that's not your enemy. Your enemy's the devil. He's out to destroy your life. He's out to destroy my life. I'm not going to give him any ground. I'm not going to yield any besetting sin to him. I'm not going to live in defeat. I promise you that. Because thanks be unto God that giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Stop putting your energy in praying that God would change your mate. Pray that God would change your heart towards your mate. Love covers a multitude of sin. But he's so unlovely. Oh, I know. He's not even kind to you, is he, ladies? He's not even thoughtful to you. He's not even respectful to you. He has no quality of good qualities at all. But when you begin to pray and meet God where the adversary has put him in your life, you watch how God changes your heart. And that which is such a bother to you becomes a blessing when you see God in his time change his heart. The same thing is true for you men with your wives. Resist the devil. Fight against him. In 2026, fight against the devil.
Amen.
Don't fight against this church. Don't fight against this pastor. Don't fight against the Bible. Don't fight against your Sunday school teacher. Your battle is bigger than a person. It's the devil. Our Father, I love these people so much. I want to thank you for them. It's always a privilege to be able to take the Word of God and to open it up. And today we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness. We wrestle against the devil. And we're to resist the devil. We're not to give any way to the devil. I pray that God, you'd speak to hearts in this invitation. How many this morning, our heads are bowed. You say, I'm fighting the wrong battle. I'm in the wrong, hands are going up everywhere. So lift your hand up, will you please? I'm fighting the wrong battle. Many of you, God bless you. Thank you, up in the balconies. Put your hand down, you're fighting the wrong battle. Scores of you, maybe 100 or 200 hands at least. Thank you. Don't fight that battle. There's no victory in fighting that battle. There's no victory in fighting your wife or fighting your husband or fighting your job or fighting your manager. There's no victory there. The victory is won through surrender to Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.